Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab, again, is our guest. Dr. Riley, welcome. And I've got a question for you. It's a term I've heard a lot about, sciatica. What is it? What are the causes?
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on here. Sciatica, one of the most common conditions of the low back. We see it on a daily basis here. Sciatica is irritation to a large nerve that runs down the back of your leg into your foot, generally speaking. I mean, just that's as simple as we can put it. That large sciatic nerve is made up of multiple different nerves that exit throughout your lumbar spine, okay? And so we have different nerves that come out of our low back that form a large nerve that goes down through the buttocks, down the back of the leg, all the way down into the foot. And so sciatic actually is just irritation to that nerve root, irritation to the nerves that in turn might reproduce lower extremity or leg pain, numbness, tingling. Those are very common symptoms. We'll have patients that will present with, you know, I have numbness, tingling, pain down into my leg. And so that's the first thing we go to. And then, you know, we start to determine what the problem potentially might be if it is sciatica or something else. And the way you determine that is, you know, obviously you're going to go to a physician's office, a chiropractor's office, a physical therapist, whomever, and, you know, they're going to take a history. They're going to visit with you. So 9 times out of 10, or, you know, a good amount of the time, Rick, I'm going to have probably a good understanding of what the problem is before I examine them. So after the history, you know, they might complain of, it hurts when I sit. Okay, that's a red flag for me. That's an indication that there might be some irritation to that nerve root or that nerve. It hurts when I stand for extended periods. I mean, that's another one. So then we obviously want to do a physical examination. And from there, you know, there's orthopedic, neurological types testing tests that we're going to do. And then if need be, you know, we might get some imaging, acquire some imaging. And imaging, we might do some x-ray or refer out for an MRI or a CT scan. And that's going to tell us a little bit more what's going on.
Okay. Well, let me interrupt you then and say we get to that point and we determine I have some kind of a sciatic condition. What is the treatment for it?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Before we get on to treatment, you know, a lot of patients like want to know, hey, what happened? What causes this thing? And the most common cause of the irritation to that sciatic nerve or the nerve roots is a disc herniation. We've all heard of bulging discs. I'm sure, Rick, you've had friends, sure, or family that, you know, I have a disc herniation or a bulging disc, a protrusion. What happens is a disc in the lumbar spine or the low back bulges, herniates, protrudes, and actually irritates a nerve. And in turn, that can reproduce some of that pain down into the leg. So bulging discs are the number one cause that we typically see. Another thing, that spinal stenosis, that's kind of a fancy medical term. Stenosis essentially means narrowing. So there might be narrowing of the hole where that nerve comes out of. Typically we're going to see that in elderly type patients. And then also, we've all heard about a pinched nerve. You know, I have a pinched nerve in my low back, and sometimes that can occur from injury or just, I call it micro trauma, you know, just daily activity type things. And there could be some pinching on that nerve that once again irritates it and reproduces some of that leg pain. Those are a few causes. I mean, those are the most common that we're typically going to see. Also, you know, pregnancy, you know, we see a lot of pregnant women that, you know, obviously their bodies are changing and so forth. It can irritate that nerve, given some of that lower extremity pain. But as far as treatments, you know, first line that we're always going to recommend to patients is activity modification. And what that means is, listen, we need to modify the way you're doing some things. One of the big, triggers for sciatica is flexion, meaning bending over. That's typically a no-no. So if you're, you know, acute or episodic, or you're dealing with, you know, some pain at that time, it's probably best to, you know, kind of watch your flexion, bending over, shoes and socks first thing in the morning. So I think, simply put, just modifying your activity, managing, you know, what you're doing, self-management strategies. Okay, what can you do on your own? There's some stretching, there's some other things. I think most importantly is that we stay active. Research has shown, you know, you go to your doctor now, low back pain, years ago, go home, take it easy, take some medication. Now, you know, medications might be an option, but we obviously want to keep you moving. Okay. So those are two things, just, you know, education wise that we can get the patient working on. And then obviously some, you know, frontline conservative measures as well with chiropractic, you know, manual therapy, manipulation are good treatment options. Physical therapy is another good option. And then, you know, medications, potentially you might go to your physician. They might recommend some anti-inflammatories, some acetaminophen, some Tylenol, just some things to make you feel a little bit better. Typically these things will resolve themselves with conservative care. In the rare instance, there is, you know, that disc herniation that, you know, is moderate to severe, we might need to get you into another physician for potentially an injection. You know, we all heard about these steroid injections. They're all over the news right now. Or, you know, last case is surgery. So depending on the severity of the disc bulge or what's going on, you know, I think it's always important that we start with, you know, education, modifying your activity, those frontline things. And if you need to move into some non-surgical conservative options, chiropractic, physical therapy, stretching, maybe some medication management. And then if it continues, if it doesn't resolve itself or subside, we can move into maybe injection therapy or, you know, last end option would, you know, be surgery.
Dr. Riley, thank you for that information.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest.